on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and want to let you know about a ministry that happens every year, really around the globe, but specifically here in Albuquerque. Operation Christmas Child Collection Week is on the calendar in Albuquerque for November 13th through the 20th. Now, you may listen to that and think, cool, I got plenty of time to go out and get my Operation Christmas Child gift box or go online and do it online. Well, the truth is, you do, but the best time to do it is sooner than later because you don't want it to get past that time. And many people are going out and filling these gift boxes that will go to kids all over the globe. And parents, I know, have made it a routine each year to go out with their kids to do the shopping to fill those boxes. Oh, what a great way to share the love of Christ, not only with a little boy or girl somewhere else on the globe, but to show your child how to do that. If you want to find out more, go to calvarynm.church/OCC. With that, I'll welcome our next guest onto the broadcast with the Christian Child Care Coalition. He calls himself, actually someone else, a little story behind it, but someone, when I asked him, Charles, what do you do for the organization? He's a facilitator. So facilitator Charles White with the Christian Child Care Coalition. Welcome on to the show, ABQ Connect. Glad you could join us today.
Thank you very much. What I do, I just do my best to listen to God and to understand Scripture, which is about anything anyone could hope for. But I'm a retired preschool teacher and just have a lot of heart for the kids and understanding what kind of difficulties inner-city kids have and what kind of difficulties inner-city parents have. I was going to start out with some statistics, but I'd like to read Deuteronomy 6, 7 through 9, which please, is God's commands to parents.
Yeah, please do.
You shall teach them, God's word, diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your home and on your gates. And that is the second half of the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And it has four you shalls in it, almost as many perverse as the Ten Commandments. But the thing that has come home to me is the need of the church to engage parents.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, whether we're talking about kids' education in general, you know, with their schooling, their spiritual growth is a part of that. And regardless of whether it's, you know, your kids that are in public school, private school, parochial school, or in Sunday school, parents' involvement is a remedy for success. And I know you have all kinds of statistics on, you know, well, and what was it? The average amount of time a parent spends in communication with those that are assisting to teach Sunday school.
30 seconds a week. Yeah. And that's in the church and the Christian daycare. Anything where there's supposed to be children's ministries, parents are just largely unequipped.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess a big part of that 30 seconds is, yeah, I'm here for Billy.
Exactly.
And then here's Billy. Hey, thank you. We'll be back next week. You know, it's how important is it to develop that relationship, not only for the parent to spend more time on covering what was discussed during Sunday school, but to make that connection with the people that are investing spiritually into your children?
Well, our statistic is that about one out of 100 families has daily devotions. And so one thing the church can surely do is get some materials to parents that they can actually use in talking to their children, because an awful lot of the inner city parents don't have clue number one where to start. So our two websites, everything we have on them, 50 years and thousands of different things, following what I read from Deuteronomy about helping parents sit down with their children. Our favorite of all time, that so people won't quit listening too quickly, is the little Bible calendar. It costs you $8 to $12 at a Christian bookstore or even your grocery store. And what a wonderful thing to put by a bed, and then both parent and child can start and end every day with a Bible verse and prayer. It's such a simple, simple thing. Yet it's one of those things that can help put God back in the family and is an open door to communication.
You know, Charles, one of the things we talked about off the air, there's a couple of websites that are great resources to parents. Could you share those and briefly describe what they'll find?
Well, the main website is www.BibleParent.com. And everything on there is just following the commands in Deuteronomy 6. And it has coloring pages for windows, because God's light enters the home through His Word. Coloring pages for mirrors, because like you hold it up to a mirror to understand, you must hold it up to God also. Smaller verses for doorknobs, because God's Word opens the door to Him. The entire idea is to help parents give their home a Bible makeover, because everyone is so busy. If we don't have reminders in the homes, a little prayer cup, a little verse in the window, a little verse by a doorknob, a verse on the wall, we forget to share the Bible verse because we've got to go to this thing or that thing. And the other site is teachustopray.com. It has a Lord's Prayer in 82 languages. For kids to color, and most importantly, the prayer cup. The children put a prayer in the cup and cannot take it out till they get an answer, and if they have to pray with everyone. But for us, it is the number one best way to keep kids in the church. We're currently losing 86 kids out of 100 about on their 18th birthday.
Yeah.
And if they have had one prayer answered in their prayer cup, we don't think they'll leave the church. We think they'll know that God is there always and forever.
Well, and Charles, you know, the work you've been doing in this arena, you know, it's not your first rodeo. You've been doing this a little while.
Well, 50 years, 30 different denominations, giving away 600,000 Bible coloring books. The things we've ended up with are probably the things that work the best. We like our newsletter. People can go to www.BibleParent.com and sign up for weekly newsletters, which have a ton of activities, all free, all easy, all fun, or bulletin inserts for your church. And just a good starting place to put a little bulletin insert in the church to let parents know that you're with them.
Well, and I want to make sure you know, people connect this way. I mean, you know, I'll paraphrase, but what Jesus said, suffer not the children, the little children, to come unto me. And what a great opportunity to get some information and to get some materials in the hands of parents and kids, and encouragement to increase the spiritual wisdom of our children. We're pretty much out of time, Charles, but I want to give these websites again real quick. BibleParent.com is one of the websites Charles mentioned. The other is TeachUsToPray.com, and most of these resources at no cost. And Charles, the music's coming on underneath us. You can tell we're out of time, but so much appreciate what you do. Charles White with the Christian Children or Child Care Coalition. Thanks again. We'll have to visit another time, Charles, but do thank you for your time.
Thank you, too. God bless.
All right. And join us again.
We really like on the website the holiday stuff.
All right.
For the Christmas
stuff. All right. It's timely. Join us tomorrow, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.